Nathan Zagura here with your two-minute drill brought to you by University Hospitals. The Browns wrapped up day two of their mini camp in Berea today, and it was a good, long, thorough practice with a ton of team sessions. Felt very much like a training camp practice, focusing on the team and focusing on a lot of situational football. They had the two-minute drill. They had the red zone. They had coming out of your own goal line. All the situations that ultimately in the National Football League are the difference between winning and losing. So the first team offense would go on to score four touchdowns in four plays in that opening goal line period. Taylor with a touchdown and David Njoku with a big touchdown and even bigger Chief spike. Now the defense would battle back throughout the day, led by Christian Kirksey, forcing a fumble, a big turnover for the Browns defense. All in all, a very good even back and forth day. The defense had some opportunities to make plays that they'll want to make in the future and get a couple interceptions, but a good day for this Browns football team. And at the conclusion of it, your head coach Hugh Jackson brought in an ice cream tuck to reward his team for its hard work and these hot days, and everybody had some ice cream. The coach also letting the players know that their hard work this offseason throughout phase one, phase two, phase three, the 10 OTAs, and minicamp was being rewarded as he gave the team the day off beginning tomorrow. They get to begin their summer break, and they will return for training camp in late July. A very productive minicamp in Berea. And again, for all the latest on this and your Cleveland Browns, please keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. This has been the 2-Minute Drill, brought to you by University Hospitals.